Introduction, the Emerald Tablet. The origins of alchemy in ancient Egypt. The roots of alchemy are buried in the fertile black dirt of the Nile Delta. In fact, the very word alchemy comes from the Arabic alchemia, which literally means the black soil of Egypt. From Alexandria, the teachings of alchemy spread throughout the Mediterranean region, Arabia, Europe, and on to India and China. These teachings are summarized in the Emerald Tablet, which is the core text of alchemy. In simplest terms, alchemy is the art of transformation. It attempts to unveil the universal principles behind growth and change. The focus of this work, known as the Great Work, is not limited to the physical world, but encompasses all levels of reality, including the psychological and spiritual realms. 1. Calcination, working with fire. The first step in alchemical transformation is called calcination, which is a process of decomposition in which the substance is reduced to ashes or powder by heating, drying, or crushing it. The tools of calcination include furnaces, ovens, burners, crucibles, mortar pestles, and grinders. The goal is to destroy the outer form of a substance to reveal its basic ingredients. In spiritual alchemy, this step seeks to get beyond ego and personality to reveal one's true identity or soul. Calcination marks the beginning of the chaotic black phase in alchemy, during which existing structures and habits are destroyed. A triangle pointing upward is the cipher for fire. 2. Dissolution, working with water. The second step in transformation is called dissolution, which continues the process of decomposition begun in the previous operation. During dissolution, a substance is broken down by immersing it in a liquid solvent, such as water, acid, or a caustic solution. Tools for dissolution include pots, kettles, cauldrons, baths, flasks, goblets, ladles, and jars. In spiritual alchemy, dissolution works to free the feminine essence of soul, while calcination works to free the masculine essence of spirit. Dissolution is the final process in the disruptive black phase of alchemy. A triangle pointing downward is the cipher for water. 3. Separation, working with air. The third step in alchemy is called separation, which is a process of isolating basic ingredients in a substance and removing impurities. Methods include cutting, breaking apart, sifting, filtering, settling, skimming, evaporating, bubbling, and layering. The tools used in separation are knives, scissors, filters, sieves, settling jars, and evaporating dishes. The goal is to discard unwanted materials and keep only the most active parts. Separation begins the white phase, in which substances recovered from the first two operations are purified to reveal their essences. In spiritual terms, these essences